Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Yeah, I'm calling this computer. You recording, Chris?
I'm recording.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Podcast. How you all doing? I'm Stuart Roy, within, sitting opposite me always, Christopher William Glasson. Hello.
All right, mate. I'm a bit like woogie today. I'm starting to break out into weird random rashes. So I don't know what I've been touching, but yeah.
It doesn't look like pink eye.
It's not pink eye, I don't think. Yeah. I think something else, something way more sinister. You good?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, not too bad. Looking forward to today's episode.
Yes, indeed.
We put out the one about film reboots, which we wondered if that was going to get us cancelled. If that don't worry, this one will. today's guest, it's always a pleasure to welcome back. It's Cunt from The Cunts. Hello.
Hi there. Everyone all right?
Yeah.
Spiffing, mate. That's what
spiffing.
I am.
All good. Spiffing with whiffing.
Spiffing at the whiffing. We've all done it.
Nearly never happened, did it?
No, I just forgot.
What happened?
I just forgot.
And the thing is, I phoned you half an hour before we were meant to recall because I thought, I wonder what his top five's going to be. And he was like, Watcha. I was like, all right. And he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, shit. We were recording in half hour, weren't we? I was like, yes. So had I not have called, you would have been like pottering in the garden or something right about now.
Yeah. Well, actually, I was doing an NME interview. Oh, yeah.
You're odd.
Yeah.
Never done an NME interview.
No, nor had I until Christmas. And now I've done an NME interview. I'm on my second one.
How was that? I'll tell you what, why are they talking to you? What's happening?
Well, funnily enough, it's the Jubilee this year, the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So I thought I'd release a timely song to coincide with it.
Mm. Yeah.
What, like, We Love the Queen?
Hmm.
We miss the dear old Queen Mother?
I mean, we do, obviously. If only she hadn't choked on that fishbone. Was that what finished her off?
I think so. Yeah. I think she was about 120 though as well, wasn't she?
She choked on a fishbone like every 3 to 4 days, didn't she, for the last 25 years? But I can't remember what actually finished her off.
When you think of the Queen Mum, do you think of the spitting image Queen Mum?
Yes. Yeah. But it's sort of the same with a lot of people. You think of the spitting image, like Phil Collins. You think of the spitting image puppet, Phil. Ronald Reagan.
Always.
Yeah.
John Major. John Major's one was way more interesting. Yeah.
It was black and white, wasn't it? Oh, dear. So what is your song? What fitting tribute have you throwing out towards the general public?
It's called Prince Andrew is a Sweaty Nonce.
Different sort of angle than I was...
Well, everyone does the lovely old Queen thing. Now, you've got Sarah Brightman and Alfie Bowe with the NHS Choir and the Royal Philharmonic, if you want to fucking do something nice.
What are they doing?
Right. Sarah fucking Brightman, Alfie Cunting Bowe, the Royal Cunting Philharmonic Orchestra, and God bless them, the NHS Choir. They do a wonderful job. But like, oh, fucking hell, you're singing God Save the Queen, not the Sex Pistols one, the other one.
Oh, wow.
What, the national anthem?
Yeah.
I bet they had to rack their brains to think of that one.
It's in aid of the Red Cross as well, just in case you're feeling guilty. Fuck's sake, honestly. Like, but, you know, and also, you know it's going to raise about 9p per fucking day. By the time they've got a big enough fucking studio to fit all the Royal Philharmonic in, you know, plus paid all the fucking producers for it, it's going to raise about 9p a fucking download for the Red Cross. Just give some money to the Red Cross.
Yeah.
Give some money for the Red
Cross. Sarah Brightman must have loads of money.
Of course she has. Of course she has.
Rumour has it they were going to go with Prince Andrew as a sweaty nonce to
really?
Start with. Yeah.
I registered the title very early. Just
Yeah. You picked into it.
Oh dear. Your screen's frozen, by the way, Cunt.
Yeah, I don't know. Stop video.
To be fair, it had frozen in quite a nice way. Stu's screen froze the other day when we were in like a proper like professional meeting, and you just looked like just a frowning potato. And it was really enjoyable.
Like a tired wallet. Oh dear. So where are we today? We're recording on the 19th. What date is the single coming out?
Oh, you've got me fucking around with the video settings now, and then you've asked me a question.
Multitasking knob.
Can you say the alphabet backwards?
It can't start the Z Y. It just won't start the X. Oh, fucking hell. No, it's just too confusing. It won't start the video again. Are you all right with that? It feels like I'm...
Yeah.
Yes, it's fine, mate. It's fine. It's absolutely
you two
fine.
Look like you think I'm wanking now. I'm not. I'm just floundering around trying to get the settings to work. What was the question?
When's the single out?
Oh, it's out on Friday the 27th of May. Time for the chart that's released a week later, is it on the 3rd? So the sales close on midnight of Thursday, the 2nd of June.
Right, okay. Well, I'm sure we'll be seeing loads more other bits and pieces of interesting promotion.
How are you planning to promote this one, other than coming on our legendary podcast?
No, this is all I've got lined up.
fair enough. Straight to number one.
Sue was saying the other night, so what are you doing for it? And I've been so busy getting all the versions of the song together, like I just hadn't thought ahead of that. So I said, can I come on Hardcore Listening? You know, for fuck's sake. So here I am.
Okay, well, look, we'll get back on to... The single before we wrap things up, but you're here to do a top five.
I am.
So you tell the listeners what you initially suggested, and I said no.
I can't remember what was it.
Top five celebrity nonces.
I mean, I still think that's a strong selection. Maybe that's a Patreon episode. That. At some
yeah,
point.
we'll do it. It'll happen, won't it? Absolutely. You've got a lot to choose from these days.
Absolutely, yeah.
Just out of interest, who's for your number one?
I'm going to save it for the Patreon episode.
All right.
I'm going to save it from a Patreon. But we should do that. We should do that, cunt. We should absolutely do a Patreon. But there's a lot. There's a lot to choose from now.
So we'll put top five celebrity nonces just in the back pocket for the time being.
Yeah, sure.
So let's leave that one on ice. And so, cunt, what is your top five today?
Top five right royal cunts.
Okay, where are you sort of going with this? What's the angle?
Just five royals that are cunts. Right cunts.
Right cunts.
Alive and dead? Or alive or dead? Or just alive?
They were all alive until last year, then one of them died.
Okay. We'll get on to him.
No clues there.
Okay. So who's the least cuntish of the five? So number five, please.
So of the five, I mean, can I have couples? Like a couple of cunts?
Yes.
You can have a twofer.
A couple of cunts. So at number five, the couple of cunts are Prince Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles.
Right.
Yeah.
Can I also say that my favourite lyric of yours is "I would lick around the holes of Camilla Parker Bowles"?
Can you explain that was for £1 million?
It was for £1 million.
Needs context.
Yeah.
What's your beef with them?
Right. Princess Di, she's always going to be the queen of our arts.
Queen agreed? Arts, people's mate. Princess, mate. People's princess.
Absolutely. Right.
England's rose.
Exactly. England's rose. She stopped God knows how many people getting blown up by landmines. She held the hand of a bloke with AIDS when people didn't know how you could get it.
Yep.
And she died in suspicious circumstances.
Yeah.
She, you know, unblotted copybook, as far as I'm concerned, Princess Di. marvellous.
Yeah, good marvellous, shot. The Queen of
marvellous
Hearts.
Marvellous lady, right. On the other hand, you've got Prince Charles. He's a seedy bloke in his late 30s, right? He marries her when she's a 21-year-old virgin, smashes in her front and back doors.
Where are you getting the information on that one? Is that your fantasy?
No, that's Wikipedia, right?
Oh, okay. That's how it's put in there as well, I imagine.
And all the while, he's sneaking around behind her back with Camilla Parker Bowles. Then he comes in at late at night. He hasn't even got the decency to wash his knob. And he makes her suck him off. And all the time, he was mates with Jimmy Savile at that point, and he talks to plants. They're not people, mate. They're fucking plants. It's a plant.
I don't think anyone can change that. That was also fact based as well. I don't think anyone's going to change your number five.
Do try and build an argument on facts, Chris, because otherwise it all just falls down like a house of cards.
It falls apart. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It would just fall apart, mate.
I mean, some of it was a revelation to me. I mean, I'm a big fan of Jenny, what's her name, and Nicholas Witchell, that you know, tried and tested royal correspondents that seem to have a wealth of knowledge on it, but. It's incredible, some of the facts that you've unearthed there.
Yeah, just said them like no one knew them. But
they only tell you the bits they want you to hear. Do you see what I mean? Because, you know, the BBC's working for the royals. So they're not going to give you all the gritty bits that I've just given.
No, exactly. They're not going to give you like the Pornhub sort of level of detail that we got there. Well, how does Camilla play into this then? Obviously, she was the other woman.
Yeah,
Is it just that she was, chewing off royalty, or is it also something fundamentally to do with her?
No, it's the association with, she's always been there lurking in the background. Like, she was strapped up in the back seat of the white Fiat. She's been there all along. She was always there, wasn't she, waiting for her opportunity. And that sour-faced, wrinkly old cunt, she's going to be queen as well, isn't she? Like, hashtag, not my queen.
Well. I mean, he's a silly old Wally, isn't he?
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. But then when you see him, like, getting out the back of a Rolls Royce with Jimmy Savile, and all that stuff from the latest Savile Netflix documentary, that he got Savile into the Royals to advise them on how to act. Like, you know, Savile was advising the Royals on how to be more personable to the public. All, you know, and all the while he's nuts deep in a corpse out the back of Stoke Mandeville. This man's advising the Royals, but like...
Oh,
he's something of a silly Wally to think that's a good idea, isn't he?
Can you imagine him convincing his mum and that? Yeah, no, I've got someone who can really help us reach out to the people.
Just give me a badge and everything.
He's really good with the sick and the elderly and vulnerable.
No, mum, don't sniff his fingers! Just imagine them all sat around the table, Savile fisting the Queen Mum, going, no, this is how I get rid of a fishbone.
Oh, Wow, wee! This is some incredible revelations of facts that you've come out of it. Can I just verify? At the point where Chris and I have to slick our hair back and go to court to stand on behalf of Hardcore Listening Podcast, you will also be alongside us verifying these facts.
Of course.
Yeah, you'll be able to produce all the all the necessary evidence.
I'll get my team on it now.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
What's your number four then?
Number four, God rest his soul, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh.
Can't speak ill of the dead, can you?
Well, I mean, to be fair, it's nothing I wasn't saying when he was alive.
Oh, okay, that makes it fine.
Yeah, you weren't being too face. You weren't scared of him.
No.
Oh, he was a lovable old Wally Wonny that just sort of, you know, slipped up and he called a spade a spade.
He certainly did.
Like, yeah, literally.
You know, we should have more people like that that tell it how it is, you know?
Yeah, just say how it
is. All you bloody snowflakes, do you know what I mean? We need people like him, don't we?
Yeah, he's just like an old Clarkson, isn't he?
Oh, dear. He was an absolute knobhead, wasn't he?
Oh, just an horrible racist old cunt. Like...
That's what I was thinking.
And after he died, you hear Prince Harry's called him King of the Banter. And you're like, oh, right, so that old stuff about the Chinese having slitty eyes and Indian people not being able to manufacture goods properly. Oh, it's just banter. Don't worry about that. Thanks. Go on, let's all do brown face and sing the national anthem. Fuck off.
Yeah.
But it did feel like in the sort of 80s and 90s that, like, the press would, like, think it was, like, funny when he'd be in, you know, visiting some other country and say something that would literally just offend the whole of their nation. And it'd be like, oops, you know, silly old Phil, he's done it again. And it's like...
They called it a slip-up or a gaffe, didn't they? And you're like,
yeah. Well,
no, he's just said something fundamentally offensive to a whole fucking nation.
Yeah.
That's not a slip up. That's just being racist. Mm. He's not done a whoopsie.
Yeah.
He's not like, oh, it's just like said something abhorrent and then just slept through just anything else that he had to attend, basically. Which, at least I respect that. He didn't want to be there. He just had a nap. But, just a highly offensive dude.
Just casting my mind back over our 40 years of friendship and maybe 30 years of you writing songs. Would you say that you set out to offend a nation, or do you just have a slip up?
I've made a few gaffes in the past.
on every verse. Oh, there's a little gaff in that verse, and in that line there was a gaff.
A slight slip up there, but you know.
Might just have to remove that slip up from iTunes.
I was just being the king of the banter.
Of course. It's fine.
Mate.
But what I think we will see that is a common thread in all of this is it is clearly one rule for them, another for the rest of us, isn't it?
I mean, that's 100% it. It's just a different set of fucking rules apply. And that's part of the reason... that I think the royal family is so fucking irritating because, I mean, especially now, like when you got food banks, you know, and fucking old women riding around on buses because they can't afford to eat their own. And then last week, you've got the Queen's crown getting taken with all its fucking golden jewels in a custom made Rolls Royce to Parliament. I mean, it's not even a person, it's a fucking crown, like driven around in a fucking Rolls Royce. You're like, you know, in the castles and the palaces. There's something the matter that they're getting away with it. Like, what? Why have they got all that stuff? Like, what do they actually fucking do now?
Do you know what blew my mind? Do you remember a couple of years ago when they redid the property and how much money it cost for them to do it up? And it was all like, it just felt so fraudulent what they were claiming for doing the repairs.
Yeah.
It was like hundreds of millions of pounds. And I know those properties are big, but... I mean, that's not a justification, I don't feel, for spending that money and also the fraud on top of it. It just makes you feel, it does frustrate you.
No, I mean, when I fucking go to B&Q, like, I walk straight past Farrow and Ball, just fucking forget it. And then I'm having an argument whether I can afford Dulux or do I go for the B&Q colours. That's not quite as nice, but it's fucking 10 quid cheaper. Like, they just exactly. need to consider all those things that everyone else has to consider, you know. And I personally think they should be stripped of all their fucking properties, all their titles, and just given a three-bedroom semi on an estate somewhere, 1 year's money, and just left to fucking get on with it. And then the rest of the stuff, just divvied up by, you know, just divvied up.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah.
What about the beef eaters?
Keep them. They just get shared out into the police force or
the army. Exactly. Yeah, Chrissy the Dick gets first pick. The little fat one ends up getting chosen last.
But people do genuinely love all of that pomp and that shit of a crown. Like, there would have been multiple fucking TV networks in cars following that. You know, following a hat in a car.
But the problem is it's the pomp and pageantry that's happened for fucking years. And the minute you get rid of it, no one will fucking miss it. But it's like everything. We're all just set up to think that's normal. But it's not normal anymore. It's fucked.
Exactly. It's a weird thing to aspire to. And they, you know, they'll be like, oh, we spend this much on the royal family, but we make this much. It's like, all right, let's just switch businesses. Let's just do something else. Because it's just a bit crap. It's well outdated.
People would still go and do tours of Buckingham Palace if the Queen had been jogged on.
It ain't like she ain't like she's working in the gift shop, is it? Like, people just go and look at it. Like, but do you think it's a generation thing? Because, you know, my parents grew, you know, loved all of that shit. Like, my mum loves it, and I know loads of people that love all of that. None of them are under 40.
No,
I reckon they've got 20, 30 years, and then it'll be really completely redundant.
Just like the sort of royals that you see in some of the other sort of smaller European countries that don't really.
Yeah.
I think when the Queen pops her clogs, I think it will definitely shrink the interest in the royal family.
I think at that point, once the Queen pops her clogs, what we do is we get a taxidermist in, we stuff her, and anyone else, and we turn the palace into like a natural history,
like Planet of the Apes,
and then exactly, and then yeah, and then we just sack all the others off and go, yeah, we're still earning income. People can come and look at her.
Planet of the Lizards, let's
like
do
a
it.
T-Rex. You could put some animatronics in her or something, waving.
That'd be amazing.
We'd earn just as much money. But
what if you sort of done like something like just stuffed her like one of them fucking bad dogs you see on the internet, like two fucking weird eyes just stuck on there. Be fucking great. Number three,
it's another couple of cunts, Prince William and Kate.
Ah, oh, they're new royals. Oh. They're new royals. Yeah. Like they're the people of like they represent like new royalty.
Well,
mate.
They're new
like
royal
freedom.
They're new royalty. Like Tony Blair was New Labour and dragged us into a fucking illegal war where hundreds of people got fucking killed for nothing. I think William and Kate, they're sort of worse than the Duke of Edinburgh. Well, clearly because they're like you know lower down the list in my chart, but they're worse than him because at least he was a cunt. And you knew he was a cunt, and he never pretended he wasn't a cunt. He was just a cunt. But them, they're cunts, but they pretend they're not cunts. They're so fucking...
It makes them worse.
It's just the insincerity of it. Like so you got William. William's been secretly working for the Samaritans in lockdown. Oh, was he? Oh, that was nice of him to do that secretly without any benefit to himself. Oh, hold on. How did we all find out? Because he wanted us to. Cunt.
Because he told us.
Kate, she's anonymously laid a wreath at the shrine of Sarah Everard. Oh, was she? Oh, well, that was nice of her to do that anonymously without any benefit to herself. Hold on, how did we find out? Because she wanted us to. Yeah. It's just so fucking media managed and false. And then they're tweeting about the podcast presenter with cancer. And you're just like... Just any bit of fucking human misery, like they fucking jump on it and align themselves with it to make themselves look kind. Like they've got a team of monkeys googling fucking people with terminal illnesses so that slaphead cunt can turn up with a bunch of flowers and do a photo opportunity. Just fuck off. And it's all a big lie. It's a big lie. And it's all William the Family Man. He's banging some fucking posh bird and has had to take out a super injunction to stop the press reporting it. Like, it's just a big fucking sham.
I would say this, like, I've never known, like, all I ever see him doing is meeting people. Like, all I ever see him doing is in the pictures, they're just shaking people's hands and just saying hello and stuff just, like that. And I guess they do more than that, but enough, it doesn't really feel like it, like how it's portrayed. It does feel like a bit superficial.
I've got mates.
Not like the Queen of Hearts.
No, I've got mates on Grindr who just meet people all the time as well. No, I mean, yeah, it's just like, what do they actually fucking do? Like, you know, occasionally go abroad, you know. No one wants them anymore. Just fuck off. Like, it's probably only English people that fucking like them anymore. And the only people that like them are people that fucking, they're just flag-waving fucking idiots generally. And old people. Once that generation, you know, our mums and dads' generation are gone, first thing that'll happen, Pete Freen's biscuits will go out of fucking production. Then Marks and Spencer's will shut, and then everyone will realise the royal family has no fucking point in them.
Such a good point. The writing on the wall is when Marks and Spencer's goes under.
Yeah, the royals will be biting their nails when M&S shuts.
Yeah. That's it. And there'll be a factory where there's just like the factory owners literally just pulling the shutters down, and then just literally there's just like container loads of Werther's originals going to landfill. Like. So at that point that everybody's like, why have we got a royal family?
Yeah.
You know, how long can that argument, well, you know, it makes a lot of money, you know, for tourism, does it?
Yeah, but that does it though?
Because I think that, like you say, people would come and look at them buildings anyway. And it ain't like when the royal family, you know, if for some reason we get rid of them, like, all of a sudden, it ain't like they're going to go and knock down Buckingham Palace, is it? Like, people are still going to go and go, wow, look at that. That's where the Queen used to live.
Yeah, that's where her animatronic stuffed puppet lives.
Yeah.
So, a consultancy called Brand Finance, don't know how impartial they are, in 2017, calculated that the monarchy's annual contribution to the UK economy to be around 1.8 billion a year, drawing an additional 550 million of tourism. Maybe. But I just think, like, do we need to earn the money that way? Can we not draw in tourism in a new way that just doesn't involve that as the vibe?
Yeah, but I think...
Oh, hello, I'm rich. Come and see me, I'm rich. Wicked. Look how rich they are. How did they get that? They were cunts.
Like, but I do think...
They were cunts. They dominate, you know, they come from basically just subjugating a nation. 200, 500 years ago. Yeah, wicked. Let's go and look at that.
I think, like, tourism would be brilliant if there was, like, if you could go all-inclusive at Buckingham Palace, and when you got there, like, they were all there. I'd like the spitting image versions, ideally. Like, but you get there, and, like, and they have to serve you, and, like, and they have to kind of entertain you. And you can just sit there like a stone-faced old cunt and just kind of occasionally, like, do a little two-finger clap. And I think that would be better for tourism.
Or do a gaff.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Well, I might slip up.
Accidentally slip up and say something offensive. Yeah.
Like, but, yeah, I'm sure we'll go into some gaffes and slip-ups, and I'm sure it's probably going to be coming up very soon.
So we've just dealt with the covert cunts. Who have we got? Are we at two? We're at two.
Yeah, number two. Prince Andrew.
Oh.
Hmm.
Why is that?
Well, he's just a cunt.
Why?
Oh.
he's a playboy.
He has had a rough ride, mate, and he has cleared all that up. That's all gone away.
He went to battle, and as a result, his PTSD was he couldn't sweat.
Yeah, it manifests itself in some unusual ways when you need an excuse. No, I'm not going to go I'm not going to go questioning people's post-traumatic stress disorder, but. Fucking hell, that Emily Makeless interview was an absolute fucking car crash. You wonder, like, has he got a media team? Who told it? Did he overrule them? Because it was just an...
He must have done.
I mean...
He must have been like, no, I'm Prince Andrew, I've got this.
But I've got a really smart answer here. I can't sweat.
But they...
Are you sure? You're sweating now? No, I couldn't sweat.
They must have gone through the questions... with him, you know, his team, and said, well, you might get asked this, you might ask, but like the Pizza Express in Woking stuff, you know when a kid's lying and they just try and over elaborate to kind of try and hammer a point, I mean, you're just like, mate, all that extraneous information just makes you look even more fucking guilty.
Yeah, the saying goes, the truth doesn't make a sound. You don't like you don't need to over explain something if it's the truth. If you can't make someone's birthday party, you go, I'm sorry, mate, I'm sick. You just leave it out. I'm really rough. That's it. You don't feel like you have to over-explain. If you can't be bothered to go to your mate's birthday party, you go, oh, thing is, this happened, and this happened, then so-and-so got AIDS, no. And then, you know, it's like so bullshitty because you have to overcompensate.
It's Basil Fawlty, isn't it? And Fawlty Towers. Just... No, you see, what happened was, and you're just like, nah, just don't believe a fucking word of it. Like, so you got the problem sweating, the Pizza Express in Woking, and then just the memory loss surrounding that photograph. Like, if he doesn't remember, you know, we all fucking see a photograph of ourselves every now and then and go like, oh, blimey, I didn't remember that being taken. But he said it like 400 times and then started to question whether it had been photoshopped. And, you know, I know it's me in that photo, but is it my hand? And you're like, just fucking hold your hands up and just say you've done something wrong and you're going to make it right. Like, just be accountable for your actions.
Didn't he go to court, though, to prove his innocence and give that girl peace of mind and justice?
He was going to, but then when they come with the papers, he decided to hide behind the nets instead.
Oh. So he hasn't cleared his name?
Well, yeah, but he paid her a load of money and that's cleared his name.
Did the Queen contribute anything?
Well, apparently, yeah,
we did. You did.
The Queen apparently contributed some dough towards that went to the victims' charity, so it didn't go to her personally. But it's meant to be 12 million quid, isn't it? And the Queen's meant to have given two or something from that.
That's not an admission of guilt, is it?
I just want it all swept under the carpet so we can all have a nice jubilee and listen to Sarah Brightman and Alfie Bow, but fucking it ain't happening.
Do you know what, right? Just when I watched these, like, you Andrews and it was Childs the other day. I put the news on and it was the whatever was going on with the fucking crane in that motor and him sitting there just lording it up in a throne with a shit ton of medals.
Yeah.
And I actually Googled what did he do to get them medals. And, like, I'm not thinking for a moment that he was engaging in any kind of combat. And it was, did you ever see that footage of, what's his name? He's not a proper royal. He's the one that come from the affair. James, Harry's, who's Harry's dad?
Oh, Hewitt.
Hewitt, yeah. It was Hewitt.
Harry's dad.
When Harry's dad, they were filming him in an aircraft hangar, talking about his military work as a pilot, and then it literally just went, and he went, "Gotta go," and just run off to a plane. And I thought, really?
Get him behind the controls and cut.
Yeah, I do wonder what they do to earn all these medals. I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, he looks like a bit of a lad, does Harry. But I don't envisage Prince Charles in the trenches with the boys, you know.
No.
Showing each other like old photographs of their fucking other half's minges and like and talking about how they're missing having it off and fucking we've got to go over the top tomorrow, you're cleaning your rifle. I can't envisage that.
Dice minge, yes. Park the bowls. Ah! But like I don't know, like the thing is so, you know, soldiers are all very you know, it's part of the thing, and it is, you're defending your country, so you have to be loyal to the crown and the queen. But I don't know, is that not a bit offensive to people that actually fucking go into battle and actually work to defend this country and perform brave acts, for them fucking cunts to be wearing all their medals? Like, for me, that's a big disparity. You've got people that actually go on the front line and risk their fucking lives, you know, in these conflicts. And then you've just got these posh fucking cunts who, you know, never once had to dodge a fucking bullet, and they've got a chest full of medals. Like, that for me is really
seven.
Fucking offensive. Like, I saw Stu break up a fight outside Pizzazz once. As far as I'm concerned, that's probably more than any of them have done in battle. I might be wrong.
Thanks, mate. If the mayor of Grays is listening, I still would like the keys to the town, please.
You can't have the keys to Pizzazz. That's the House of Praise now.
It is.
It's literally these medals he's got are normally just for his seniority and rank. It's just like, oh, congratulations, you're now this rank. Here's a medal. It's like, is that why you give medals? I thought it was for doing something, not nepotism. They're literally all nepotism. All his medals are just, they're not really for heroic acts. They're like, well done, you're now the knight, it's literally knight chaplain or whatever. So, well done, you've reached the highest rank of that. Hey, how'd you do that? I'm the son of the queen. Wicked, here's a medal. He's just getting medals for being royalty. It's literally what they are. It's crazy.
Where do you sit on the line in the national anthem? Is it long to reign over us?
Well, I mean, it's factually accurate, isn't it? She's reigned over us for fucking ages.
Weird though, isn't it? I don't want to be reigned over.
unless it's like in a little room in East London, covered in plastic.
Say, Stu,
never you mind.
I've seen some photos of you getting reigned over.
What's your number one, mate?
The Queen.
I don't think you can say that. That's like eating a swan. Can't you get hung for that in the Tower of London by the short fat beef?
I'd like to see you trying to eat a swan. You it'd break your arm before you fucking pinned it down.
I know that you don't eat meat. I know that you haven't done for years. But if, for instance, let's pick Andrew, right? You're over the park, right, and you're feeding the swans.
Yeah.
And Andrew, he's just walking past,
lurking
in the bushes.
The bushes, and you've got one chance to boot a swan at him. Would you boot a swan at him?
I mean, I don't like the idea of being violent towards an animal for no reason. Because, you know, what's the swan done? Although, you know, the swan is a symbol of all things royal. So I think if I could get near enough without it breaking my arm, I would boot the swan at him.
I think just do it the other way round. Just push him out of the
into
bush.
Into the swan, and it breaks his arm.
Into the swan, and then it'll just deal with his what will already probably be in his hand.
That's fantastic.
Why
which
was
is his
it?
Pecker.
Why do swans only break arms?
Because...
And also, does anybody...
You've got to have a code. You've got to have a code, mate.
Ah.
It's the swan's code.
Right. I mean, has anybody ever known anyone who's had their arm broken by a swan?
No, I'd love to see it.
I'd like to see Prince Andrew get his arm broken by a swan, because then, for 5 minutes, he might keep his hand out of teenage girl's knickers. if he's in a cast, the angle just wouldn't work out. He wouldn't be able to get it low enough.
Too slow. They'd be able to stop him.
What's your beef with Prince Andrew? He was a war hero.
He was a war hero, mate. You should see those medals. He's got a blue sash as well. We were on number one. So why is the Queen a see you next Tuesday?
Well,
then?
Because she's presiding over all the shit show that we've just talked about.
She's never
given any of them a dressing down publicly. So the Duke of Edinburgh, all the thing, all those racist fucking things he said, all the gaffes and slip ups over the years, he was never held accountable for it. And and Andrew, she's helped him pay the thing off. Like, she's completely complicit in all them things we've talked about. And for that, she's number one right royal cunt on this week of the Jubilee.
She's an elderly woman.
Yeah, God bless her. Yeah, but so was Myra Hindley towards the end. Like, this idea that because people are old, they're nice. Like, you see Marks and Spencer, some old girl walking around in her slippers. Like, that don't mean she's nice. Like, in wartime, in the VE days, she was sucking all the cocks and that. Like, they're just young people that got old. Like, don't feel sorry for old people. Like, we're all going to be old once. I don't want anyone feeling sorry for us when we sat there in a puddle of our own piss and shit.
Yeah, sagist. Absolutely.
I'll share my birthday with the Queen.
Well, you could have...
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but actually, her unofficial birthday, she gets two.
Yours is her proper... Yours is her proper birthday, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, how fucking fucked up is that? Like, as if she don't get enough, she's got two birthdays. I think they should means test you. Like, kids on free school meals and stuff, they should get two birthdays. Like, the fucking woman whose crown gets driven by in a Rolls Royce. Like, fuck off. And now you got two birthdays.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Birthdays are means tested. Actually, if you means test birthdays, they wouldn't get any.
No.
Surely they're not even allowed one. Or they're allowed one every, like, 10 years.
Yeah, on a leap year, on the 29th of February.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who I have a problem with as much as the royals, right? It's those people that work for them, like work
PR,
and not just that, royal, like correspondence. What's her name? Jenny something.
Yeah, Jenny Bond, like, and Nicholas Witch. The brown nosing of the royals,
horrid.
They are the PR team, though, guys. Don't for a second think that they're.
Look at her outfit today. Doesn't she look marvellous?
They're all on the take.
Like, it's all of them people that, like, imagine working for them and have to kind of, like, curtsy and say, like, mom and things. Like, just fuck off. All right, Liz.
So,
why can't I say that?
Do you remember the interview with Harry and what's his missus called? What's his wife?
Meghan Markle.
Sorry, I'm terrible with names. Meghan. And they were like going, yeah, it's proper weird. Like, I had to call, like, even behind closed doors, you've got to address her and curtsy when it's just the pair of you there.
They ain't playing shrouds at Christmas parties, are they? Like, how boring.
I always thought it would be a bit less formal behind closed doors. Like, maybe on her birthday, they sing, like, God Save My Gracious Nan. But they don't do any of that, do they? It's just bollocks.
Nah. I mean, I take it you're a big fan of of Harry and Meghan Markle, because I mean they've just flown the nest, haven't they? They've upset the nation. I mean, the pressure of what they must have done must have really took its toll on the Queen, like, because it was so brazen what they done, wasn't it?
Yeah, disgusting. Ed's on stakes as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
it's just bollocks. It's bollocks. So the only person who cares about it is Nicholas Witchell, just wanking his ginger cock about it when he gets home in his fucking ensuite. Like, boring, isn't it?
It's really boring. It really is. Do you think, what do you reckon the percentage is of people that don't give a monkeys to people that do?
About half, I reckon.
You reckon? Yeah.
What do you think then?
Chris?
I think the people give, like, it's hard not to give a monkeys one way or another. I couldn't give. Do you mean don't give a monkeys as in you assume that they just don't exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think there's quite a lot of those people. I think there's a lot of us who do give a monkeys in the fact that they still exist, like, which annoys me. But yeah, there's a load of people still. I don't know, it's dwindling. 30% care about the royals now, I'd say.
Mm.
Total guesswork, that. Brought that figure out of my ass.
Well, I guess that just brings us on to wrap things up, talking about the record that's coming out, which feels like a beautiful and fitting tribute to the Prince.
Nuanced story.
Did he get stripped of his title? Not title, but did he get stripped of, like, what did he get stripped
of? The HRH. But then he still used it on Instagram. He's not a Royal Highness anymore, but he's still the Duke of York. I was up in York last week and speaking to a few people up, yeah, not going around canvassing, you know, opinions with a microphone or anything, but just like speaking to the people I knew up there, they all just want him stripped of the Duke of York title because they don't want to be associated with what he's up to.
If people want to get behind the single and get it in the charts, how do they do that?
What you can do is there's a website called princeandrew.info, and that's got all the details. I fucking love a website. So I've got the princeandrew.info website, and everything you need to know is up there. So there's going to be 10 versions of the song. They all count towards the charts, and I've made them available as cheaply as possible for 59p each. So for under £6, you can go and download all 10 versions, and that counts as 10 sales in the main chart. And it'll be available to stream on Spotify, and all the links to 24-hour streaming playlists will be up on princeandrew.info.
So that just means basically you can press play and just leave it on in the background.
For a week, and then that'll count as a load of sales towards the chart as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. I mean, to be honest, I'm probably more on board, and I'm looking forward to hearing Sarah Brightman. Big fan of Alfie Bow as well. I think he's incredible, and it's great to see Sarah Brightman back in the studio recording the album. Really looking forward to hearing that. And the national anthem's a lovely song. It's a really beautiful number. Nothing better than seeing real royal fans singing that in an England shirt, pissed out their fucking heads just before a match, and then 90 seconds later throwing a chair through the window of like a Turkish restaurant or something like that. That's they're fans of the royal family and their country.
That's true patriotism, mate. That's what England's really about. That's the real England.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of the lines out of your new record, Prince Andrew is a sweating on? Just to give people a vibe of what it's all about, in case they can't get it from the title.
The grand old Duke of York, young girls he liked to pork, so his pedo friend would traffic them and pay them not to talk.
There you go, people. What more of a sales pitch you need to go and fucking download that? What's the website again?
www.princeandrew.info.
Wonderful. Right, we'll make sure that the link to that is in the show notes for this. Best of luck, hun, and thanks always for coming on.
Thank you, lads. Thanks for having us on.
Cheers.
It's a drunken soiree in the Within. Oh.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.